The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Playing well with Christelle. And you're back.
I'm back with a bang. And I thought this is perhaps a good time to touch base on something that we haven't spoken about, I think, here in a while and societally in a while, because we just kind of moved on.
What's that?
COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's still there. That's perhaps the first important point. Because I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I think most people have kind of reached the stage of like, we're done with this. Or this is bietjie keelvol.
100%.
Ja.
Maar weet jy wat, hulle het aanvanklik met al die navorsing en soos wat die pandemie aangegaan het, was daar gesê dat it's going to become endemic. It's going to become like something we're going to have to deal with every year. There will be waves, there will be people who are getting ill and so forth, but it's going to be a lot less kind of mysterious, and is because there's going to have been research around it. Mm. So is ons nou op daai punt?
Ja, ek dink is veilig om te sê ons is basies daar. Ons is nou nog nie 'n amptelike, jy weet, family meeting wat die begin gehad. But so if we look at the latest statistics, firstly, the NICD is no longer giving us daily stats, but they do give weekly. The latest statistics, there were just over 2,000 new cases week in South Africa. Yeah, it's a bit more than one would expect. Mm. And 52 deaths last week.
Wow.
So there is, and there are going to be these periods where it kind of surges up and surges down. Where we are overall, to date, there have been more than 21 million tests done with more than 4 million confirmed cases. We passed the 4 million mark without realizing it, with a detection rate of 18.77%.
But so we're still dealing with this thing.
Mm. It's still there. But so, and the thing is, as Roz has said, we are pretty much at the endemic stage. So even if we look at like the regulations around it, even if you've been in contact with someone, a confirmed contact with someone who has COVID, you can still go to work. You don't isolate. You only need to isolate if you're actually showing symptoms yourself. And there's a number of rationales around it. One is the number of people who have already tested positive. The number of people who might not have gone to get tested but have had COVID. And the term that it's used is herd immunity. People don't always like the term herd, so they'll talk about mass immunity, but some kind of exposure. In terms of the vaccine rollout, because that's part of it, in terms of where we're standing with vaccines, of the percentage of the total population that have had at least one dose of COVID vaccines, we're on about 37%.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it still feels low.
Yeah, fully vaccinated, 32%.
Okay.
The highest percentages are in the age group between 50 and 59. And that's, of course, the age group where they started with COVID vaccines. There, the percentage of people aged 50 to 59 fully immunized against COVID-19 is 64%. Yeah, and 60-plus-year-old, 67%. So the older generation did their bit. They got the jab.
Ek dink ook die mense wat dalk huiwerig is om steeds die inenting te kry, is soos selfs steeds huiwerig nou, met al die navorsing en al die data rondom herd immunity, nou dat ons nou op die stadium is waar dit endemic is, dink mense nou, okay, well, moet ek gaan een enting kry, nie rarig nie, because I don't have to isolate if I don't have symptoms, en hoekom moet ek gaan?
En ek dink, dis een persoonlijke besluit vir elke persoon. Jy weet, so ek weet bijvoorbeeld, toe ek COVID gekry, dit was rof. Ek was rarig baie sek, ek het suurstof nodig gehad by die huis. So dis nie iets waarmee ek wil kansen vat nie. Maar daar is ook een realiteit, dat daar is soveel ander siektes op die oomblik, wat my waarschijnlijk gaan doodmaak voor COVID gaan. There's a number of other pandemics actually to deal with. We have a measles outbreak, specifically in Limpopo. So measles is something to look out for. We're in malaria season. The Gauteng Department of Health has put out an alert that if you've been to an area that has malaria, you need to get tested for that. There's a couple of flus doing the rounds at the moment that are actually very, very serious. People are ending up like in hospital with respiratory problems from flu. There's also, okay, so we haven't had any new monkeypox cases, so that's nice. We haven't had that since August. But there's a lot to deal with. I think perhaps the best we can do is to take the learning from COVID. So last week when I wasn't here, it's because I was sick. I didn't have COVID, thankfully. But there's an awareness that I don't need to expose others to germs if I'm contagious. I just had an airway infection.
Yeah, there has been a change of behavior, I won't lie. Like, I've noticed it, especially amongst people that I know and so on. If there's much more like, oh, you're sick. No, don't come to work. Just stay at home. Look after yourself. There's a lot more like hand washing and, you know, just being generally aware.
Or wear a mask. If you've got the sniffles, you know you're not like it. You have to work. Like, we have to be realistic. And I think that's a key thing of where we are with COVID. Ons moet werk. Die ekonomie moet aangaan. Ons moet geld verdien. Die lewe moet aangaan. Ons moet 'n manier vind om aan te gaan. Ons kan nie meer isoleer en nie. Maar dan moet ons maniere vind om dit relatief verantwoordelik te kan doen.
Ja, shame. I just feel bad that there are still people who are, you know, on it every day and still tracking stats. For the rest of us, I feel like life has mostly moved on.
Ja.
But
ja.
Shame, if that was still your bread and butter every day, it must feel like Groundhog Day. You know what I mean?
So. Weet jy wat is vir my nogal interessant oor wat jy gesê het, is die masels en ek het 'n paar maande terug ook gelees, daar is heelwat nuwe gevalle, vooral oor see van polio en daar het jy begoed. So, ek dink as daar enige, if there's a case for the herd immunity thing and getting up to date with vaccinations, dit is dalk 'n regtig goeie case study om te kyk, om te sien, polio is terug.
Kijk, maybe. Wat gebeur is hier nie die inentings wat nie, want dis die ding, masels ook, dit is maklik voorkombaar. Die rede, ek het nie het nie, is want ek is ingeënt as kind.
Ja, I mean, I think one of the nice things looking at all of this has been, you look around the world, they've dished out, what, 5 billion doses of vaccines, almost half the planet, and now we can carry on as normal. What a pleasure.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby. Jacaranda FM.